This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day better.
Well, let's see if we can.
I was looking at some beauty secrets. Let's see if we can get into these beauty secrets with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Beauty in my own right. Who was it that said, a woman without paint is like food without salt?
Dolly Parton. Is that right? A woman without paint?
A woman without paint is like food without salt.
Frida Kahlo.
Are they referring to makeup as paint?
Yes.
Is that what? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Paint. Woman without paint.
Coco Chanel.
No. Roman philosopher Plautus said that a woman without paint is like food without salt. I'm going way back.
Apparently.
Into the Greco-Roman era. The Greek were the ones who created the word, you should know this because you worked at Cosmo. The original word Cosmo was spelled with a K, K-O-S-M-O-S, Cosmos, which related to the modern word cosmetic. But cosmopolitan is a derivative from that root. Did you know that when you worked there?
Yes, we had Latin lessons. It was really impressive.
No, it's that. It's Greek. Hello.
Yeah. We took Greek and Latin.
That's all Greek to me. Okay, so the first popular and successful makeup company was the French Harmless Hair Dye Company. 1909. Eugène Chérière founded what became L'Oréal. And then, in the same era, a lady named Elizabeth Arden, who had a beauty salon in Los Angeles, I believe. New York. Helena Rubinstein opened one in Los Angeles. She was a Polish immigrant. And that's where the modern cosmetic industry came from.
Yeah, there's a Broadway play right now that people love, and it's the story of Helena Rubinstein versus, is it Estée Lauder?
Arden, I think.
Elizabeth Arden versus, I think it might be Estée Lauder, and it's not called Feud because that's the FX show, but it's something similar to that, and it's just about the two rival beauty empires that started at the same time, and they kind of are credited with
I think if you looked at it, you'd find Elizabeth Arden and Helena Rubinstein. How far be it from me, not an expert in this, but I'm looking at some stories. A couple of different things that talk about the foundation of the cosmetic industry. These are advertising folks who have gone back into magazines to see how celebrities endorsed various products. Even way back then, they used celebrity to promote these things. One of the things, this is for those of you who are investors, you want to make some money, invest in this sector. It grows by 7 to 10% a year and has for the last, ever since World War II, in fact, developing at twice the rate of most of the GDP of the world because more and more people who are getting older spend more and more money trying to make themselves look more beautiful.
That's so true. I mean,
what does your mother do? Both Jennifer, all three of you, what do your mothers do when it comes to cosmetics? Creams, makeup, oils, that kind of stuff. What do they do?
My mom's huge into skincare. My mom's like a...
Mother's got beautiful skin.
Yeah, she really does.
She's got beautiful skin. Yeah.
She's a skincare junkie, so she has, you know, she buys all kinds of creams and stuff, and she'll wear makeup. She wears minimal makeup, more like a foundation than eye makeup, but definitely always foundation and lipstick and... Yeah.
Well, that's one of those things. I mean, economically, and this is something that we did talk about at Cosmo, that no matter what the state of the economy, women will always find a way to budget cosmetics and makeup into their life. And if they go from a department store brand to a drugstore brand, that's okay. That happens all the time with economic downturns, but women will always find a way. So it is one of the most stable types of businesses and industries to invest in.
That's one of the reasons I brought this up for two reasons. Yep. One, so that people would know if you're looking for a good investment, look at these companies. Last year, this business did $20 billion in America alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's without the plastic surgery. And by the way, the amount of cosmetic surgery in this country has increased 200% in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
So... And there are now, is it Avon? Avon was the original door-to-door, right? Wasn't that the
company? It was, yes. Yeah.
So now they're not so big in America anymore. Guess what country they're having the most success in?
Japan.
Nope.
China.
Nope.
I don't know. Germany.
Nope. Brazil.
Interesting.
I found that to be fascinating.
I mean, Brazil is the plastic surgery capital of the world, so that is interesting that Avon, something like Avon, would also be.
Well, there are a lot of women. I sound like I'm an authority on this, and I'm not really. A lot of women are now getting butt implants.
Mm-hmm.
Men are
Brazilian butt lift. Yeah.
Yeah. Men are getting gives new meaning to the term Brazilian. The men are getting chest implants.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff.
A lot of guys get calf implants.
Yes.
Because guys, that's one. Oh, I'm sure it would. But that's like guys can work their legs out, but the calves are something that, you know, if you don't have a lot there and you want your legs to look stockier, that's something you just can't get naturally.
I guess I'm lucky. I have very large calves.
Oh, yes, you do. Got the biggest I've ever seen.
Okay.
Would you ever get plastic surgery?
Me?
Yeah. You've had it, haven't
I've
you?
I've had a little.
You had something. Oh, that's right. You had something on
done
your
about
face,
20,
right?
Yeah.
You had a facelift, didn't you?
I had a lot of, I didn't have a facelift per se, but I had a lot of acne scars from when I was a kid, and I had it tightened I told you about Pam the Knife. Do you remember me talking
about
that?
That's right. Yep.
Pam the Knife? Yeah.
She was in New York, right?
Yes, she still is. I don't know how steady her hands are. This was 20-some-odd years ago.
We may not want to look into her now, but yeah.
Oh, well, I haven't really thought about it, but if I ever wanted to have something like that done, I'd go back to her to see either what she was doing or what she recommended. She was just a character in every sense of the word. It was two things with her. Get the job done right and make sure you get your money. That was it. That was the conversation. She looked at your face, and she could tell whatever. I don't know. It's like we have a gift for gab. People have gifts. Some people are good at riding horses. Some people are good at fixing cars. Some people are good at milking cows. Some people are good at building space rockets. Whatever it is that you're good at. But she just had a natural. I was so fortunate because when you look at my face, you can't tell. You really, and it isn't like it was extreme. It just was something because I was very self-conscious about all of the scars. So I wanted to get rid of them. You can look at a picture of me that was taken a week before the procedure was done, and then maybe 4 or 5 months after it was done and everything healed, and you could not tell the difference at a distance at my face. You know, I look at it a little, but it isn't like, you know, the eyes were, it was just something that I felt, I was very self-conscious about it, frankly.
Yeah.
I think a lot of men and women are, and so they do something about it. Anyway, so the point here with a couple of different things, what you do with your own brand of whatever you're, what is the brand you use most, Jennifer?
I shop around so much. It's hard to say that I'm, like, loyal to one brand.
Really? Yeah, I mean, for my answer would be the same. I mean, my bathroom looks like a Sephora store.
Yeah,
a
me
million
too.
Different brands. So
I mean, for makeup, I find myself using Too Faced a lot for my eyeshadow.
The
yeah,
brand
for
is
my
called
eyeshadow
Too Faced?
And stuff. But right now, my foundation makeup is NARS. My skincare products, typically for skincare, I usually use drugstore products. Right now, I'm using probably a bunch of different Olay products. Would probably be one that
people laugh at me because. A lot of the creams that I have come from the hotels.
Yeah, you feel those, right?
And yeah, I think some of them are good, depending. You can put them on your hands, your arms, whatever. What about you, Victoria? What do you use brand-wise?
I'm kind of all over the place. Like, I try to buy organic, paraben-free stuff,
yes.
So
mm-hmm.
I pretty much only use
yeah.
European brands because it's an easy way to shop because they're illegal over there anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I use a lot of Dior. I like NARS for makeup, too. Skincare, I like Juice Beauty. That's what I've been into lately.
Really?
So, yeah, it's all organic. So
why do they call it Juice Beauty?
I don't know, because it's made with juices in it.
Yeah.
What it's like
you?
Natural apple pectin and things like that.
Oh, Kara, do you pay attention to much of this stuff?
Yeah, I
at
own
3
a decent,
o'clock in the morning when
I own a
the
decent
house?
Amount of makeup, but I only wear makeup if I'm going out or if I'm doing something in the
yeah.
evening. Whenever I come to work, I'm not wearing a shred of makeup right now,
mm-hmm.
And I almost never do. But I don't know. For foundation, that's the thing I use most regularly. I use Tarte, which is like a kind of a
Tarte.
Thicker clay-based makeup,
mm-hmm.
and NARS yeah. for lipstick, which seems to be consistent between all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the men who wonder about the brands, the one brand that I have used consistently, I don't use it all the time because I do use a lot of stuff that I managed to beg, borrow, or steal from other sources. But I found that Pantene was what appealed to me more than any other brand. I like the fragrance of the men's products and what it is that it presents. And it's almost all natural. A lot of vitamin B ingredients in it, that sort of thing. But then there are a lot of people who say you can find that stuff in the supermarket if you look around. And Pantene's expensive, and as are, well, you said you buy stuff at the, you just go to the CVS or whatever, Jennifer, and buy stuff there and use it. I think that all of
yeah,
you.
I'm a mix of drugstore and brands, yeah,
right?
and some of the bigger brands, yeah.
I find all of you, I know Jennifer better in terms of being, well, no longer in person. There's something about the look that she brings when you meet her the first time, because neither of you have met her. She has this glow about her. There's a brightness to her face that is not duplicated with anybody that I know. When I saw you last summer,
well,
Victoria.
That's so sweet.
Well, it is. I think it's true. I wouldn't say it if it weren't. Victoria, you had a sort of a, because I didn't know what to expect, and I had no prejudgment before I saw you. And then there was, you were put, I would say the best way of describing what I thought when I first saw you was that you were put together.
Thank
wow.
you.
Look at that.
Well, isn't that a compliment? I think that you just were the face and all of the stuff. You were somebody that I was proud to introduce
oh,
to the
thank
people
you. That's
that
really
doing.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I think that sometimes people present themselves in different ways. They're not so conscious. But the problem is that people are so judgmental about you. You look at somebody, the first impression that you leave. I mean, a lot of times people see me if I'm getting off a tractor. I'm all greasy. Yes, last night I spread manure until dark. And I was, I like, had a lot of it on me. So if somebody saw
me nice.
For the first time, they said, well, who is this guy? And the other thing with Kara, I've only seen pictures of Kara, too. Isn't it strange? We all work together. We all know each other like we were best buds, but we never actually come in contact with each other because we're all in different parts of the country. But Kara has a wholesomeness. That was, when I saw pictures of you, I thought there was just that, there's a warm sort of wholesomeness to you that stands out. So,
well, thank you.
That is how everybody rates. There's Dougie's ladder. We are climbing Dougie's ladder. All right, now that we spent the whole, look at this. We spent all this time talking about beauty, but it's a great investment. That's the other side of it. Buy stock in these companies.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls on around me. It's definitely not a national.
Alright, so what's the, this is Miley Cyrus tune. What's this about? The girls are around me. You girls are always talking about your girls. Is that the girls we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait,
she doesn't look like she has girls.
No, though. Not those kind of girls. I think she's talking about real females, people.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Miley Cyrus in the musical spotlight here, 24 past the hour on the DJV Experience. Miley Cyrus admitted this week that she stopped smoking weed. And in fact, she did it last month. She says, the days of me smoking weed are over. Yeah. I like to surround myself with people that make me want to get better, more evolved, more open. I was noticing it's not the people that are stoned all the time. I want to be super clear and sharp, so.
You know what, though? She's dropping a new single next week, and I think she's going down the more country road. And after working with Blake Shelton on The Voice and, you know, Dolly Parton's her grandma, I think she's trying to become more serious in the country field. Like, I think she wants people to take her more seriously.
I'll bet you that Dolly took her aside. I bet you Dolly wouldn't be afraid at all to say to her, look, girl, what are you doing? You're stupid.
You know what, though? I don't think Dolly would say that to her. I don't think Dolly thinks what she's doing is stupid. You know, she's kind of a partier.
Smoking weed?
Maybe, but I think Dolly Parton likes to have a good time, too.
I would be very surprised if Dolly... I don't even want to think about Dolly Parton.
I don't think she smokes weed,
marijuana.
But I don't know. From what I've seen, I don't think she looks down on what Miley Cyrus does.
Well, it's not looking down. It's being helpful. That's not. I don't think
Blake probably gave her some advice because country crowd is very welcoming, and they'll say, "Yeah, let's party and have some beer." But the country crowd isn't huge into the drug scene, so if she is trying to go that direction.
You know, it's funny, there was an article yesterday on Rolling Stone that when they analyzed thousands of songs across genres, country songs had more mention of cocaine, meth, hard drug use than any other genre. I'll send you the article. It's fascinating. Yeah.
I can't even think of any of the references. I mean, sometimes you get a little weed reference because, I mean, you've got the Willie Nelsons of the world.
Right.
You know, you've got, I mean, that's prevalent. But, yeah, aside from that and beer, wow.
Right. That is enlightening. All right, let's keep moving here. Alanis Morissette, Musical.ly, is in the news today. Her ex-manager has been sentenced to 6 years in the slammer for embezzling a lot of money from her. What, $4 or $5 million? Right? Jonathan Todd Schwartz admitted that he stole money from Morissette. About $5 million from her and a couple of million from a couple of other clients. So this was in the 2010, 2014. So he's got to pay the money back, and he's going to go to jail. I don't know why you send those out. Go to jail. You make them pay the money back. Going to jail is going to.
Well, yeah, but it is really illegal what he did to.
Oh, of course it is.
Not just Alanis, but to everybody else.
Yeah, right. No, I'm not. I've got sympathy for the guy. I'm just saying that sending people to jail for stuff like that, what does that do? It makes it harder for them to pay back the bills that they owe to these people.
Yeah.
Faith Hill Kelly Pickler. What an interesting name. She's got a new syndicated talk show. So what's she going to talk about? It'll be out this fall. What's Kelly Pickler got to say? And I don't know.
She's one of those very bubbly types. So she's been doing some hosting stuff for the CMAs. I'm not sure what her talk show.
So is this talk show on a country channel? It's called, here it is, CMT Unscripted Series. I Love Kelly Pickler, opposite Kyle Jacobs, who is her husband. So the two of them are going to do a reality show.
Well, they have a reality show together, and then she's going to do a new talk show that Faith Hill's producing with a journalist named Ben Aaron, who's a New Yorker. So it's going to be the country, country mouse, city mouse kind of thing.
Really?
And it looks like it's going to be on CBS, so pretty mainstream, not on country.
Yeah, right. All right, thank you, ladies. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most dogs, with the exception of the larger breeds, are small creatures living in a world that's so much larger than they are. Unless they're encouraged to make eye contact, they may never know that your eyes and face are 5 or 6 feet up in the air. To prove my point, try this. Lie flat on the floor and have one stand over you. Strange feeling, isn't it? This gives you an idea of what your pet sees from his perspective. People who are upset, possibly scolding him, look like tall, overwhelming ogres, scaring him like nothing else he's ever seen. Even people who are friendly look something like the Jolly Green Giant. No wonder your dog, especially if he's a smaller breed, is constantly jumping up on you and visitors to your home. He's trying to make contact with a world that towers over him. I don't think our pets feel as threatened by direct eye contact as they feel uncomfortable. Most of their world revolves around things close to the ground, things that don't include human faces, unless you make your face a little bit more accessible, which is I suggest you do. Spend more time down on your hands and knees with your dog. They'll feel more comfortable, you'll feel more comfortable, and you know what? Your relationship will even get better. I'll more next time.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday until 1 p.m., shop early birds for the perfect gift for mom. And friends and family take an extra 20% off. Give her diamond earrings for just $39.99, $15.99 Sonoma pajamas, and spring candles only $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's Super Saturday. This Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off for valid May 4th through 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
After the hour now on the DJV Experience, mindful radio listening. Matter of fact, to sort of underscore that, you can go to Doug Steffen now. For those of you who can't get enough of all of us here, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, any time of the day, any time of the night, all of our daily programs are available on TuneIn Radio. The daily program stream live when we're on the air. And then the show just repeats itself.
Over and over and over and over.
Over and over, yes. It's all Doug all the time. Do a search for Doug Steffen now when you go to TuneIn Radio on your computer, your mobile device, Doug Steffen now, and then you can catch up on things that you didn't hear that you might have wanted. A lot of people used to do that, but it was harder to do. Back in the old days, now you can just hit a button. Do the app, bingo, bango, and you're there. We've become, I don't know if we're the kings of anything here. I was just thinking, as I was talking, good heavens, hold on a second. Two of you talk for a minute while I talk.
What's with the frog out your throat a little bit? So well, gross.
I said I was out last night till 8 o'clock spraying manure.
Allergies, right?
Oh, the pollen on things here is so thick, unbelievable. And it's raining.
Bad.
The rain also exacerbates any of these things because the moisture makes it that much worse. Wind, moisture, any of that sort of thing. So if you're filled with phlegm, that's the reason. Okay, now meanwhile, back to what I was saying about when I was extolling the value and virtue of Jennifer and Kara and Victoria, my name is still on the sign. And because I have tried, this is not about me. This is about those of you who have businesses. You know, you're always hearing me talk about ZipRecruiter.com, and I suppose we ought to mention how that works in a moment. But the bottom line is that America is great because there are so many small businesses, business, wealth, abundance, created by people who came up with an idea. Did your father ever say, or your mother, what the heck are you doing when you were messing around with something, trying to figure something out? And a lot of times that playing around, experimenting, turns into a business.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can take your business as far as your talent will let you go, or your ego let you go, or your fear. If you're afraid, if I'm not smart enough to be afraid, apparently, because I have recreated this thing as many times as I can shake a stick at, and because I understood what the marketplace was about. And I am, as I've said so many times, I want to overdo it, but thankful that we had the ability to put all of these people together and now move. We have not lost any radio stations since we changed sort of the pitch of what we're doing. I'm more likely to lose stations on my own because of something that I might say about religion or the silly, sometimes sexual references. You notice that I didn't talk at all about the president's bill yesterday, mostly because Jennifer and I agreed it was meaningless. But somebody will hear me say that and say, ah, listen to that guy with a religion. It was nonsense. All it was theater. Yesterday prayer breakfast day? Was that what yesterday was, Jennifer?
National Prayer Day. National Day of Prayer, yes.
Yeah, right, okay. So this was just a way of, I mean, it's kind of like from the Pence wheelhouse. I'm wondering at what point that will stop. That maybe is something we'll talk about later on, when the Pence stuff will wear out and Trump. I think more and more he's doing sort of his own thing. But whatever you've seen so far, for all the people that say, oh, Trump's breaking all his promises and stuff, it hasn't been Trump, really. I'm not apologizing, but it's been more Pence, because Pence is who got him there. And I think, above all other things, my read on Donald Trump is that he's loyal to people who are loyal to him and help him. But if you're not, out for the laundry. If you don't perform, see you later. You're fired! I think that's where that all came from, don't you? In essence, that's really kind of what I get out of it anyway. Puerto Rico today declaring bankruptcy. Huh? Wait a minute. Let's try that one again. The state of Puerto Rico, it is a protectorate of the United States of America. It's not our 51st state, although a lot of people want it to be. Puerto Rico yesterday declared some kind of bankruptcy. First time a state or territory has ever done that. They are $123 billion in debt, have pension obligations to their employees, state employees. Now, remember when Detroit, those of you who say, wait a minute, Detroit, well, Detroit's not a state. But when it declared bankruptcy a couple of years ago, it was $18 billion in the hole. So Puerto Rico's in the hole for $123 billion and Detroit $18. What does that say? Who pays this? Or does, if you go bankrupt, that means, and I think that this has been tried, whether you knew it or not, Puerto Rico went to the feds and said, we need help, and the feds said no. Detroit went to the feds and said, we need help, and the feds said no. So what's the other, the only other, that's it. And that's good business, by the way. Why should you and I, as taxpayers, bail out the city of Detroit when they don't know what the hell they're doing? And the same with Puerto Rico. I have no obligation to bail out the government of the state of Puerto Rico. Do you? You feel like you do, Jennifer? Have any obligation to help them out of their overspending? I mean, look at California. Look at everywhere. They all overspend like drunks. Just spend, spend, spend. So at some point, you got to pull up your bootstraps and realize the reality of the situation is, hey, we can't keep doing this. And that's why a lot of Puerto Ricans lost population. They went over to Florida. I don't know how healthy Florida is. I think Florida's probably okay. But anyway, so it's a lesson for those of us who are in business, those of you who are in business, also a good lesson for those who want to think that at least there is some common sense someplace, because there really were probably the same people that want to make California a sanctuary state. Some people in the federal government wanted to bail these guys out. Why? What do you mean? So you can give them more. It's like crack. Give them more money. Isn't it? I mean, really and truly, it's like giving somebody crack. You give them more money. What are they going to do with it? Okay.
Well, nobody, yeah.
Huh? Am I right or not?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any easy solution when for
yes,
any of
there
these
is.
Types of...
No, there's an easy solution. Stop what? Spending money. Stop wasting it. Find where the fraud, the corruption, the abuse is, and stop.
Cut it out. But
that's it.
But right, but when with Puerto Rico, I mean, that's pretty much that's all it is
yeah,
fraud and corruption, and so I don't know how do you solve it at this point with 123 billion.
You know what? It's like a boat sinking, like the Titanic sinking. You got to let it.
Bankruptcy will be good for them.
Yeah, you can control some things and other things you can't control. Not in my wheelhouse. Not on my agenda. I'm not for helping them. They need to. They made their own mess. Let them figure out.
Well, I don't think anyone is going to help them. And the Supreme Court is just going to have to, you know, assign a bankruptcy judge and they go from there. But the problem is that a lot of Americans, mainland Americans, invested in the bonds in Puerto Rico and are out of a lot of money.
Bad.
And that's a big problem. That was a big part of why they're, because a year and a half ago, Puerto Rico was $70 billion in debt. So they've almost doubled the debt in less than 2 years. So.
Yeah.
And a lot of that was bond inflation and things like that. So it's a complicated situation to figure out.
Well, sometimes those government bonds, if they're not guaranteed, you don't ever want to touch them.
Yeah. Well,
got to be
right,
guaranteed.
But that's
they
right.
They have to be guaranteed.
But some of them were, and that was part of the incentive, and it's complicated there.
Yeah. All right, let's find something that isn't. Get to the sports desk where Biff and Biff are covering a couple of important stories. First, Biff Horn goes to the Chicago Cubs. For what purpose, madame?
Are you going to trade me to the Chicago Cubs?
I will never trade you to the Chicago Cubs. Never, ever, ever.
Well, apparently they've already got some problems with their World Series cups. The Chicago Cubs, as you know, waited a very long time, 108 years, for the right to take the World Series trophy to a Pearl Jam concert. But... you think they'd be able to keep the thing safe for longer than 7 months? Not so much. According to the Chicago Tribune, the trophy was damaged during Theo Epstein's benefit concert in Boston over the weekend.
Lovely.
The incident occurred when somehow someone allowed the trophy to go crowd surfing.
Oh, sweet.
A repair team was called in to replace the parts that were broken off. A handful of the flags, you know, there's 30 flags on there, came off the trophy during the event Saturday night. This is according to the Cubs Vice President of Communications. He said it was repaired and on display on Sunday at Fenway, along with the Red Sox trophy. Of course, this incident had prompted lots of jokes online, with several people saying the Cubs need to take care of the trophy because, after all, it needs to last another 108 years.
Hi, Victoria. What's happening with Cristiano Ronaldo? What a wonderful, by the way, the first time I ever saw this, I thought, what a great, I want to pronounce this name. What a great name. Cristiano Ronaldo. Sounds like the star. A Latin lover star.
Oh, Cristiano, he's definitely got that,
Ronaldo.
By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got the Latin lover look, too. So as of this week, Cristiano Ronaldo, of course, for people unfamiliar with the soccer world or football, where the rest of the world calls it that, Cristiano Ronaldo is one of the most famous and best players currently in any of the world leagues right now. And now he has something in common with Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and Ariana Grande. They all have at least 100 million followers on Instagram.
Wow.
This actually makes him not only the first male to achieve this, but the first pro athlete.
Wait a minute. You told me I had 100 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, you do, Dougie. Yeah, just ignore this story.
Jennifer, why are you laughing?
Please. You're lucky to have 100.
Whoa! Jeepers, crow. All right, finish the story, Victoria. I'm going to ignore Jennifer now.
Well, I mean, 100 million followers is a pretty big deal on Instagram. It's only he's only one of five people on the planet who actually can boast that. So he took to his Instagram story on Wednesday saying, "Hi, guys, I'm so happy to achieve 100 million. It's a magic number. I have to thank you all for your support that you've given me all around the world."
All right, so let's see here. On this list is Cristiano Ronaldo, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and Doug Steffen.
Bubbling under Doug Steffen.
Right.
It is. Okay, you want to know how I find, you want to know how it is that we put together a program like this with a support team behind the scenes? ZipRecruiter.com is how you put together a brilliant support team for you and your company. ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to hundreds of job sites around the country, all the social media networks, Facebook's got a way to post jobs, Twitter does, and they all happen with the single click of someone at ZipRecruiter.com who will help you. And by the way, the first time around doesn't cost you anything. So join the number one way that people in business, small businesses, I seem to have a lot of business on my mind today, but I think it's good because it's a thread that connects us to lots of our listeners. A lot of people looking for help, need help, good help. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's how you try finding these great employees and all these sites, all these companies that are using Fortune 100 companies using ZipRecruiter. Good Lord. So ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find the new person for your company. Start free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Makes you want to pack your bags, doesn't it? The longest continuous civilization in the world is a place of iconic sights and unending fascination. Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, here to tell you that you can see China's most important sights in comfort without breaking the bank when you travel with Smart Tours. In business for over 20 years, Smart Tours is currently offering a very smart 15-day tour called China Highlights and Undiscovered Wuhan. For just $2,399. It includes international airfare from Los Angeles, $100 more for flights from New York. It will take you to Beijing to see the Great Wall of China and the Forbidden City, the famed Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an, on a Yangtze River cruise, and most intriguingly, to 2,000-year-old Wuhan with its Taoist temples and world-class museum. Included is all transportation within China, 27 meals, 4 and 5-star accommodations, excellent English-speaking guides, and a luxury cruise, but it gets better. That price includes an early booking discount of $500 off if you book by May 4th. Use the code FROMERS100 to save an additional $100. To take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime deal, go to smarttours.com/FROMERS. That's smartours.com/FROMERS. And don't forget to use FROMER100 for $100 off.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so you think, this amazes me. I'm looking at the homepage for Delta Airlines, and they're all over themselves trying to apologize for yet another dust-up. Yesterday, a couple of people from California, Jennifer, coming back from Hawaii on a red-eye flight. I guess it was last week. Mm-hmm. They have an 18-year-old son and an 18-month-old son. And so they sent the 18-year-old back early so they could use the seat that they paid for him for the 18-month-old baby, and Delta wouldn't let him on. And I understand the problem because the ticket didn't have his name on it. But the way they handled it, my God, these people, they just don't get it. The guy at the gate says, you have to give up your seat or you're going to jail. And your wife's going to jail, and they'll take your kids from you.
Yeah. Oh, huh? God.
What are you, stupid? Do you not read the newspaper? We're going to be in jail and my kids are going to what? The guy said. I bought that seat. Unbelievable. Good God. 50 minutes after the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
After the hour, it's time for a trip. Want to get away? Want to fly away? Then we have the right person to help you with those plans. The best websites for booking hotels, Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guidebooks and Frommers.com is going to join us. And I think we also anecdotally ought to get her comments on how stupid the people at Delta. Well, that's my pejorative. I think that they were doing the right thing because they didn't have a ticket for the 18-month-old. They had a ticket for the 18-year-old, but the way Delta handled it. Well, let's see what Pauline says in a moment here.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
55 past the hour. Happy to have Pauline Frommer back, as she usually joins us at this time each week from the Frommers.com website, where you can find the Frommers guidebooks to travel. So just a quick comment. Are these people tone deaf? I'm not talking about Delta. I think Delta did the right thing because they didn't have a ticket in the name of the baby. But instead of handling it intelligently, the gate guide says, if you don't get off the plane or do whatever, we're going to put you in jail. that kind of, I mean, these people not look at the news?
Well, Doug, as I tell you, every time you bring one of these ones up, I think there's something like, I think it's 20 million people fly every day.
Yep.
And just as many, you know, idiots are going to work for the airlines. These are not saints. They make mistakes. Yeah, tone deaf, stupid. But if you looked at any industry that had that many people involved in it, you'd probably find the same thing. And frankly, you know, the vast majority of airline passengers are being treated just fine.
Yeah. So is the news media the culprit here? And I'm happy to blame, if we have to focus on blame, overcooking now this stuff because it's ridiculous, all these stories?
I mean, I don't think that anybody really is. I'd rather discuss things that people will help people travel rather than looking at the.
But everybody's talking about this, so that's why I bring it up.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they just are. It's just the way it is. It's not, I'm not an arbiter of good taste necessarily. I can stay away from some things, but it really is interesting how people react to these sorts of things. And I think people, because they know your name, are interested in your reaction to this, even though, as you say, you're not a travel agent, but people look to you for ideas and they have respect for your point of view. So, having said that, hotels and how we book them and where do you really get the best deals? You hear a lot of advertising about where we really get the good deals, but is the advertising helpful and truthful?
No, not necessarily. In fact, some of the online travel agencies that are putting the most money into advertising should be putting that money into their software so that they could find the better deals. At Fromers.com, we did a wonderful survey of, we looked at 50 different places one could go, Orlando, Boston, Rome, London, Hong Kong. We looked at last minute. We looked at far in advance. And it was very interesting. Some of the bigger names like Kayak always had the worst prices, whereas we found a little place, a little site that you probably haven't heard of called Agoda, A-G-O-D-A. We have nothing to do with these sites, by the way. They came in second, getting the best prices the second most time, and Booking.com did better than those sites that search all of the different booking engines. They're an online travel agency, so they're not searching the other sites, but they had the lowest prices. We didn't think they did because at first glance, their prices looked lower, and then we realized, oh, yeah, they're including taxes and fees in the first screenshot. With the other sites, you had to go all the way through the process, and you'd get an unpleasant surprise.
Wow.
With Booking.com, you saw immediately what you were going to get.
So Booking.com, something to check out. There's some good advice. Pauline Fromer from Fromers.com, the home of the Fromers Guidebooks.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.